Hey world, Anicia Blue here from AniciasBlueprint.com, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of God. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you, Lord, just thanking you, knowing that you are holy, thanking you for being God, thanking you for being majestic, thanking you for allowing us to breathe, for allowing us to be able to have a relationship with you. We thank you, O Abba. We thank you, Father, because you are our mighty God, and there is no God like you. And we come to you boldly to the throne, laying all our burdens down, Father God, at the altar. You said that we should take on your yoke because it is easy and light, and we thank you for that, Father God. And the burdens that we carry, we give it to you. We lay it down, and Lord, help us to not pick it back up. Help us to not toy with it, oh God. Help us to understand who you are, Father God. Let us not pray amiss. Let us not believe amiss, Lord. Allow us to be focused on you and your word. Allow us to be focused on the promises that you have for us. Lord, I pray that you would allow all of us, Lord, to just listen to you and to hear you, oh God. Lord, let us do your will. Let us slaughter our flesh, Father God. Allow us to be unrecognizable, oh God. Allow us to be so bold that we would dare to believe that you are God, that we would dare believe that all it takes is one word from you, one decision from you. Lord, I ask for a supernatural blessing in each and every one of our spirits, oh God. Yes, we want things. Yes, we love things, oh Father God, but we want you more. We want to see your face, oh God. We want to know you face to face, mouth to mouth, how you was with Moses, oh Lord. We want to be in communion with you, Father God. So let us remember that the battlefield is in our mind, and that's why we have the helmet of salvation. And let us carry that helmet of salvation on, knowing that we are saved by the blood of Jesus, knowing that there is no condemnation in our lives, knowing when the Holy Spirit convicts us that we need to change it, knowing that we are your children, knowing that we are the apple of your eye. So Lord, we come before you to do your will, and we know your will because we read your word. And I pray, Lord, that when we read, we get understanding. I pray, Lord, that we will not go off of hearsay. I pray that your people will not perish for lack of knowledge, oh God. We come to you to get knowledge. We come to you to get wisdom. Lord, I pray for the gift of discernment to just pour out into your people, oh Lord. Let us all be awoke, Father God. Let us all understand that you are God. You are our God. Let us all understand that your word is your word. And if you did not take it off from your son, you will not take it off from us. You delighted and you enjoyed the crushing of your son because you are a holy God. So allow us, your people, Lord, to see that there is a such thing as us being holy, Lord. Let us not live in our flesh, because when we live and thrive in our flesh, it crushes our spirit, oh God. And we want to sit with you. We want to commune with you. We bow down to you because you are God, and we love you, and we see you, and we seek you in truth, Lord. No matter how much it hurts us, God, we call out to you, Jehovah, our God. Jehovah, God of Gabor, Lord, we know that you are the God of war, and you contend with those who contend with us. So let us lay it down, all strife, all animosity, all revenge, Lord. We will not pick it up. We will give it to you. We will let you decide. Even if we got to come to you day and night, like that woman that cried to the judge, he was not a just judge. He was not a righteous judge, but you are, oh God. You are a righteous God. You are a just God, and we love you, and we lift your name up on high, and it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I pray that this has blessed you. I love you guys. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.